the members that we know of are the 10 members that signed the motion. And since September last year, new procedures were put into place before a new vote of no confidence could be submitted into the Parliament. So this procedure under 84C requires at least 10 members of Parliament to sign a motion for a vote of no confidence. And these are the 10 members that we know of so far, 7 of which are Nobles representatives and 3 from the People's representatives.
They'll need a lot more than that to succeed. Is there politicking going on behind the scenes to convince supporters of the Prime Minister, Mr. Pehiva, to switch sides?
No doubt. There's a bit of horse trading happening behind closed doors. But what we saw on Monday when the motion was tabled in the House, interestingly enough, the House passed it 13 votes to 3. And looking at the other side, I don't think Cabinet is all there because 2 members of Cabinet were absent on that day. And with the numbers, the way it looks today is that if we see members of Cabinet abstaining or not turning up to the ballot, then that might impact the final vote on the day.
Does this vote of no confidence reflect any deep-seated public concern over the performance of the Pehiva government, or is this simply a case of politicians doing what politicians do and manoeuvring for power?
Well, when the Pehiva government came into power in the beginning of the session 2014, there was a lot of expectation from the public because of Pehiva's activist past and because of the promises that he was making and because he was the second elected Prime Minister to come into power. The reasons that we see the vote of no confidence that they've submitted was they came up with 4 reasons, and that's 1, bad leadership. The second reason that they've given for the motion is he is unfit for the role of Prime Minister. And the third reason that the people that have put this through is that they see misuse or abuse of government resources. And the fourth, surprisingly, they've used the reason causing damage to Tonga's foreign relations with other countries. And under these 4 cases, there were sort of certain issues that the public saw with the government that they didn't expect when he came into power. And I'm sure you know that there was the issue of the signing of the CEDAW Treaty, which the church took quite strongly against and the public was supporting. And then there were the issues of nepotism with the hiring of his son as a personal assistant in the Prime Minister's office, and many other issues that have been sort of growing over the past 2 years, and it was against people's expectations of his government.
The fact that 7 of the 10 people who've signed the motion of no confidence are nobles, does that mean that this is some sort of conspiracy by the nobles to strike back against the people's representatives? That's the lens through which Tongan politics has often been seen, especially by those outside Tonga. Or is it a bit more complicated than that?
The reality is a lot more complicated than that because Pehiva's government is made up of people's representatives, and he actually has 1 noble representative as one of, in his cabinet as a Minister of Lands. So of the 9 nobles representatives, when we look at the motion for vote no confidence, only 7 of them are actually in play because 1 is in cabinet, he's a Minister of Cabinet, and 1 is the Speaker, whose vote will only count in the case of a tie. And with the 25 members that will be voting in the vote of no confidence, a tie will only happen if 1 from the side of the Prime Minister's supporters abstains.
Would you care to make any predictions as to what might happen?
It comes down to numbers. So right now, if all 25 turn up and it goes towards the Prime Minister's side, it could be a 13-12 win or defeat. It's really something that no one can predict because we can't read the minds of the politicians. And at the end of the day, I think they will vote for their own best interests.